So we spoke about the three types of dioraisis. Perushim mekubalim, lachem hashmi sinais, and then the dinim shehotziu bedarkei hasvara. Now, chelek harvi, right? Good. Dinim shetiknu hanevim v'hachachamim b'chol dor v'dor kedei laso siag v'goder l'torah. Halachos, this is what we refer to as gezeros. Dinim, that they were misakin in order to do a siag and a geder for the Torah. V'yaleim tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos v'u mashamar b'marmar ha'kloli u'shmarta mis'mishmarti u'bobo b'kabola asu mishmaris l'mishmarti. The HaKabola teaches us, the Mesorah teaches us, that darshan in this pasuk to do a mishmaris to Hashem's mishmaris. This is to make gezeros. V'achachamim yikro sam gezeros. What's the difference between a gezer and a takana? So I believe a takana is there to fix a problem that's already present, as opposed to a gezeira, which is there to avoid a problem. Takana is milashon tikun, it fixes a problem. And a gezeira is a gezeira shema, something will happen before the problem. It's there to prevent. Ulefa'amim tipol behem machlokas. Sometimes there's a machlokas about a gezeira. Lefi shechachem echad ro'al l'gzor kach. One thinks to write to make gzeira, v'lo yaskim v'lof chacham acher. Is there harbe betalmud shomrim? Rav Ploni was gazar kach misham kach v'kach. The Rabbi Ploni lo gazar. V'zek moch en siba misibas machlokas. This is another reason we find machloksim in the Gemara. One reason we said so far that we have machloksim is because there's a machlokas how to use the midos shatar and adreshes b'hem. Not because of a breakdown in the Mesorah, but because of new things that they were learning out from the Torah. So they had a machlokas about what logic to apply and how to apply the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nedreshes Spam. Another reason there's Machloksim, because it's about Dinei Derabanan. And about Dinei Derabanan, so if you can have Machloksim about what, how to make the Gezeira, or if the Gezeira is appropriate. Shaharei, for instance, Basar Of B'chalav is only Gezeira Derabanan. Midya Reis, Pasuk says, So Ashal Gediba Chalevi Mo. We learn three Surim of Bishol, Achila and Hana, but that's only regarding Basar B'chalav, meat. Real meat, steak, but chicken? Chicken is not usher midiraisa. But that was a gezeira. Why? Because since we call chicken meat, are you having meat? Chicken we're having is meat, and meat is meat, so people might get confused. So basra of b'chalav is gezeira midirabanan, kedei laharchik min ha'aveira. If you have chicken cheeseburger, chicken cheese, chicken burgers, so you might have cheese hamburgers. V'lo nesef b'tora elo basar behema tahora. Hava chachamim asru basar of kedei laharchik min ha'isr. So yesh me'am misha lo yagzer gzerezu, right? Rav Yossi Aglili was famous that he was matir basar of b'chalav. And in the town of Rav Yossi Aglili, they were eating, you know, chicken with, you know, melted cheese. V'chal anshe iru hayochlen oso, kemoshin es parstein b'talmud. U'kishatipo haskam al achas min ha'gzeros. But once they arrived at a consensus regarding one of the gezeros. Ein cholken aleha b'shum panim. Then there was no more machloksim. Because once they paskened on an issue, u'kishiyah isura poshet b'chol Yisrael, because once it spread, everyone started keeping it, so then ein lachlok ala gezera hi aval v'yafilu ha'neviyim ba'atzvam lo yirushayim levatel. So at that point, the neviyim themselves were not even able to mevatel it, even though it was only a derabanan. But once it was accepted by Klal Yisrael, so it was accepted. V'chein amru b'talmud, sh'eliyahu zochor l'tov, lo ayu yochel levatel echad mishmona asar davar shegazru b'shamu b'silo, v'yaviyu tamal zel, lefi she'isurim poshat b'chol Yisrael. Right, the 18, this is in Masech HaShabbos, the 18 gzeros, so those, once those were accepted, they were accepted. Yeah. V'achelek ha'chamishi, what is the fifth? Heim hadinim ha'asuyim al derech ha'chakira v'haskama b'dvar ma'nogim b'nei adam she'en bohem tosefes b'mitzvah lo gira'on o b'dvar m'shem to'elos l'bnei adam b'divrei Torah v'karo osam takanos v'mithagim. These are dinim that they either they realized there was a reason for it, they came to a reason that there's a reason to be go to create something, and they didn't do it as a tosefes onto the mitzvah, so it's not a problem with Baal Tosef. But it was things that they added, but they added them as additions. Meaning, the issur of Baal Tosef is when you do something under the guise of it being a dioraisa. But if you do something as a derabanan, what? Yeah. That if you do it as a derabanan, so then you know that it's not a problem because you know it's derabanan. Okay. V'yisru la'avur aleihem. V'kvar amar shlomo alav ha'shalom al-ha'over aleihem. U'poreitz geder yishkenu nachash. If you're poreitz geder, so then the snake will bite you. But obviously in our situation, he's just saying that if someone breaks down the fences that surround the Torah, so it's going to be he's going to be in a problematic situation. V'ilu atakonos rabos ma'od v'nizkaros b'talmud v'mishnah. For instance, some of them are in Yisrael Heter, some of them are in Yonei Momonos, some of them are takonos of the Nevi'im, like for instance, takonos of Moshe and Yoshua and Ezra. So for instance, Moshe was Mesakin Lemli Yisrael, Shusholim v'darshim b'chus Pesach v'Pesach. Or Moshe was Mesakin the bracha of Hazon, first bracha of benching, Mishash Yerad Haman Li Yisrael. Aval takonos Yoshua v'Ezra hein rabos. So there are a few that Moshe did. But benching?
Yeah.
Benching, to make a bracha after you eat, is a d'oraisa. Yeah, but the text of it is not d'oraisa. That was something that Moshe was misakin. Or like the idea of laning every 3 days. That we lane on Monday and Thursdays. Like if I asked you, like, what is that laning Monday and Thursday? What is that? Is that din d'oraisa? Is that a din d'rabbanan? That's a takana. That's a takana. So that's in this category.
Well, the point is someone taking lightly or what?
What?
What's the point of these takanas?
I mean, each takana had a reason for it. I mean, each, you have to look at each takana individually, what the reason why they were masakin it. But that's exactly the point. Yeah. That's what he says in the first paragraph, that each one of these was because they, b'derech hakira, they came to a realization that there was a need for these types of things. So, some of them were given, were attributed to one person. So, for instance, Hiskin was Hillel Prizbul, or Rav Gamaliel Hazakin was Masakin this, or Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Right, there's a lot of famous takanas of Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, right? That we take the show, the lula, for instance, 7 days now in Gvulin. Really, the halacha is that in the Medina, in Mikdash, you take it 7 days, the lulav, and in the Medina where we all are, outside of Yerushalayim, 1 day. That's it. You bought your lulav and esrog. It was 1 day. We have this idea, oh, midrabanan, you're chayiv, to do it all 7 days, right? The first day you need lachem, because the first day is diraisa, all the other days are dirabanan. What do you mean it's dirabanan? It's a takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Beharbe v'talmud, hiskin Rabbi Ploni, hiskin Rabbi Ploni, v'yeshu mehem takanas miyuchasas lahamon chachamim. For instance, they'll say, be'usha hiskinu. Or they'll say, tikkun chachamim, or takanas chachamim, mechadome l'zeh harbe. In pain. Kol hadina manaskarim b'mishnah nechlokim al elu chamisha chalakim. Therefore, all the laws that you're going to find are going to fall into one of these five categories. Mehem, perushim mekubalim in pi Moshe. And as we've said a few times already, yeshlem remez b'kasuf. O efshali o sovrim aleim svara. Those are perushim mekubalim. Umehem alachim o shmisinais, that you can't prove from the Torah. Umehem masho tziyo b'derach hekesh v'svara. Using the midos returning to Yeshus Bayim. Number four, Uvo Nechlu Machlokas. Nair is where a lot of Machlokas emerged. Four, Mehem Gizeros. And number five, Takanos. Vehatam. Shetzrichu Lichtova Machlokas. So now we're getting back to the discussion that we left all the way back on page Lamed Aleph. What happened on page Lamed Aleph? We were discussing how Rabbi Yudah Anasi wrote the Mishnah. And we said that when he wrote the Mishnah, this is the very beginning of section Dalet. We said that when he wrote the Mishnah, he wrote the opinions and also the dissenting opinions. He wrote who the halacha is like, but he also wrote the opinion that we don't hold like. So we said, wait a second, why did he do this? So he said, okay, before we do that, I want to explain to you all about the five different dinim. And he discussed all about the halacha of Sinai's and Perush Kabbalim. Now we're getting back to his point. Okay, v'hatam shitzicham lichtov ha-machlokas and ha-fellas ben shtei ha-deos. The reason why Rabbi Yudah Anasi felt it was necessary to write the both opinions, both sides of the machlokas, huma shomesh halachos ilo nichtov psukos shein b'machlokas, is because if he would have written them as halachos psukos, if he would have written them as straight one opinion, like the Rambam wrote in Mishnah Torah, that he just writes the halacha psuka, the final halacha, he doesn't bring down the dissenting opinion. And if he would leave out the words of the Chacham, who we don't paskin like, so then someone who received the tradition that was not like the Halach Psuka, that's what we paskin like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Meir in a certain Machlokas, but someone receives a tradition from Rabbi Meir or from Rabbi Meir's base Medrash, He receives a tradition from the person who was the dissenting opinion, or from someone who, a great rabbinic leader or figure, who holds like the dissenting opinion on his own. Tikani speka ben afshasin of an Omar. Echi kabel zehaish, hu ish emes. Should ever ploni usher by Mishnah Merishu Mater, then we're going to start wondering, like, wait a second, how could a mayor have said X if the Mishnah says Y? Oh, hefach anyin azeh. Uvishvil zeh, kishiyu lanu ksubos elu adeus yu negder zeh aperetz. So by giving the full machlokas, by giving both opinions, so we are able to understand that this was not just a clear-cut issue. There were dissenting opinions. There were other ways to look at it. But this was the resolved, this was the view that was ruled upon and decided amongst the Chachamim. Ki kishyomar ha-makabal shamati shekach bekach oser. Because that way, what could have happened is that someone would say, I heard such and such as oser. Now what will happen is that when someone says such and such as oser, now my lo, we can say to him, kein dibarta. You're great. That's an excellent opinion. V'zehu das ploni. And that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Aval rab imcholkim alav. But you should know that the Chachamim disagreed with him, and we paskin like the Chachamim. Or ploni cholek alav. Or Rabbi Yehuda argued with him. Or Rabbi Shimon argued with him. V'halocha gedas acholek. And we ended up paskin like Rabbi Shimon. V'mneisha svaroso yoser nechona. Or v'mneisha matanu davar echad misayoso. Either because we ruled that his argument is more sound, or we found a brisa that supports him. Okay. So that's the reason why full disclosure of all the opinions are there in order so that the one who studies realizes that it was an issue, there were other opinions. If he comes across another opinion, he understands that was part of the discussion. The Rambam now has a question. However, if we know that halacha is always like the Rabbim and against the Yachid, so why do we even mention the sheet of the Yachid? This has a separate reason why we have to do this. Forget about, but there's also the reason, in case someone comes up with the opposing svara, you should know that it was already considered. But there's another reason here. The reason why we write the Yachid's opinion in to the Mishnah is also to teach us that sometimes the halacha can be like the Yachid. That's why we give credence to the Yachid's opinion. Even if we're passing like the Chachamim, like the Rabbim, we still mention the Yachid because we want to teach that sometimes the Yachid's opinion is of value. And this is the Rambam writes, in his parish Mishnayis, in Shas, that sometimes the halacha is like the Yachid. If what the Yachid is saying is very clear, and Beistin likes it, and they want to accept it, and this is going to be true, even if the Rabbim disagree. There's another phenomenon that happens sometimes in Mishnayos, that we're told that so-and-so says like this. And then we're told that he changed his opinion. And at the end of the day, Beis Hillel ended up agreeing with Rabbi Shammai. Why does this happen? In order to teach us their absolute dedication and obsession with the truth, these tremendous if in the midst of a machlokas they realized that the person that they were having a machlokas with was really correct, what do we often do in that situation? We hunker down, dig our heels in deeper, and we keep fighting our opinion. It's not the right thing to do. And we learn that from the Mishnayos, because we see that even though all of their kavod was riding on this, they would be moda ala emes. Every once in a while in Shas, there's a machlokas between Rav and Abaye, and all of a sudden you see Abaye bringing a raya for Shitas Rava. What do you mean? But they're in love with machlokas. That's right, but if Abaye found a raya for Rava, he brought it, because this was not a personal, this is not a debate in order to see who's smarter, who's better. Sometimes with our chavrusas, unfortunately, it turns into that. It ends up becoming me versus you, as opposed to looking at ourselves as partners and trying to arrive at the emes. So Koshkein Sharanash and Birosama Emes Nota and Baal Dino. So it's one thing if you're like a huge Talmid Chacham and you could really defend your position. If you realize his is better, though, you should side with him. Certainly us, who, when we have an opinion, it's not even based on so much. Because, you know, Yachasit, relative to these great Chachamim, we don't have so much information behind our opinions. So yeah, Kamoche Nota Lemes, Lo Yikshe Oref. We have to learn not to be Am Kshe Oref in these situations, but to be Modeh Emes. V'zeu divrei chacham tzedek tzedek tirdof. V'al zemru chacham, right? We should chase after it with tzedek. Even when we're chasing after the tzedek, it should be done with tzedek. V'al ze amru chachamim, havi moda al ha'emes, wrote the Lomar, apa pishetucha la'atzel nafshcha betainos tochichios, even if you're smart enough to figure out a way to defend your position, which is wrong, don't do it. When? Kishetei dashem emes divrei chavercha, asher tainoscha alav gluya mipnei cholsha o mipnei yecholtecha la'atos emes. Chozer l'dvarev v'hariv natush. So, it could be that even your friend, the person you're arguing with, doesn't have such strong opinion, such strong rayas. I mean, he's right, but he wouldn't be able to beat you in a machlokas. And you could really win. You shouldn't do that. You should be chozer al ha'emes. You should pull back your opinion in order to arrive at the truth, because that's really ultimately the goal of what we're trying to do. Okay, we'll stop here for today.